what we're talking about in this particular workshop is some challenges of biblical counseling within an increasingly diverse culture. And quite frankly, nobody has arrived. We're all arriving. We're somewhere in the journey. If somebody tell you they've arrived, they're lying. We're all sinners. We're all growing. And nobody has completely gotten there. And I've spent my life in this issue and giving myself to it. Just to, for your thinking, it's Matthew 28, 19 and 20. America is the most diverse country in the world right now. God is literally bringing the world to America. And the challenge for us as Christians, the challenge for you as counselors, is how do we fulfill Matthew 28, 19 and 20? How do we go into all the world and make disciples of all Panta Ekne, all ethnic groups? How do we make disciples of all ethnic groups, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them Panta Ekne, all ethnic groups? How do we teach them to observe all things that Christ has commanded? How do we do that? The sad reality is that it's less than 2%. It's less than 3% of evangelical fundamental Protestant churches could be classified as multi-ethnic. We're basically homogeneous units, and that has some good things about it. But it creates a challenge when our culture is changing so rapidly. And we don't have a clue of what to do. I mean, we got the Bible, and the Bible is the Bible. God gave it for all people. The Bible is the Bible, but we don't have a clue. Well, what do we do with these other people who don't look like, smell like, think like, and act like us, who now are coming in our communities so that when we try to do this Panta Ekne, making disciples of every people group, is not an issue of going across the sea because they're moving in across the street. God is bringing them to us. And so that's one of my passions on this whole thing. When you look at some of them numbers, that's just there for effect. You know what I mean? Look, all these people moving in. We ain't going to take time walking them. We get down to the nitty gritty here on the next page, the challenge of diversity that leads to devolution or moral corruption. Now, here's the thing that I really want to concentrate on with us here. More so than just these different groups. But I want to concentrate with you on the challenge of counseling in a society or a culture such as America that is becoming more and more morally corrupt. In other words, the diversity of America right now, there is this, what I would call some healthy diversity, diversity of economics, diversity of culture, diversity of ethnic groups, so on and so forth. Oh, that's healthy. We need to learn how to get along with that. But in America, the philosophy that is promoting that diversity is the same philosophy that is promoting immorality. And so your culture is becoming more and more immoral by the philosophical foundations that is pushing the diversity in this country. And that becomes a challenge for us. And I'm just quickly going over. I lay this out on a DVD called It Doesn't Take a PhD. I preached it at a Ken Ham Answers in Genesis conference, and they filmed it. And I'm also in contract to write a book with Ken Ham that'll deal with some issues of race, so on and so forth. And I'll probably put a lot of time in there discussing this whole thing about homosexuality and civil rights and all that stuff. But here's one of my concerns about America right now, and as you're trying to counsel in it, I think in Romans 1, and I don't break this down exactly this way on that tape. In fact, I started to end on that DVD, 29 through 32, and worked my way back up. But anyway, the attitude is that when they knew God, they glorified Him as God, neither were they thankful. That's an attitude. Bad attitude towards God. They did not glorify Him as God, neither were they thankful. The result being, their foolish hearts were darkened. And you and I are living in a culture in America that's becoming more and more darkened. because there is this thing, even in our churches, many people don't glorify God as God, nor are they thankful. Forget the society at large. We got that problem there. And then there is the attitude and the altitude, rather, and that is professing himself to be wise. They exchange the glory of the incorruptible God for things like man and four-footed beasts and creeping things. In other words, in America, what I see in America is that now the experts, it's definitely not the Bible and God. It's psychologists, it's educators, it's entertainers and politicians. They're the experts because God's not in the picture. And so professing themselves to be wise, we got a PhD. We know what we're talking about. We're certified. We know what we're talking about. I went to this university. I know what I'm talking about. This is the people who are teaching. And so professing themselves to be wise, the Bible says they became fools. It's a moron in the Greek. Where we get morons for? And for this cause, God gave them over to uncleanness through the lust of their flesh. That is, they're deceived by desire. And isn't it interesting that the culture you and I live in, this culture defines more things by the desire of the creature than anything else. What does the creature desire? What do they want? How do they feel? The dictate of God's word is gone. We live more by desire than the dictate of God's word. And so that's a challenge for you because you're walking in with the word of God and trying to talk to people on a philosophical basis that they have rejected. And we have to be careful that our counseling don't slip over into that whole arena. There was an alteration. That is, they changed the truth of God. They exchanged the truth of God for the lie. And they believed and worshiped the creature rather than the creator. That alteration led to a domination by desire. In fact, the Bible calls it, that's homosexual, lesbian, and the Bible calls it vile affections or evil affections. Now, it's kind of interesting to me as I was talking about this whole debate, homosexuals and so on and so forth. It's kind of interesting to me. I raised the question. I preached a sermon in my church, and I kind of set up a courtroom scene, and God Almighty is the final judge in Revelations, the white throne judgment. Jesus Christ is the prosecutor, and the defendant, they will defend themselves. And I call this section of scripture the secular humanistic heathenist. Don't believe in God, don't believe in authority of God. But I had certain exhibits filed with the court. And one of the exhibits was creation. It declares the hand and work of God, you know, but you rejected that. You suppressed the truth and unrighteousness, so on and so forth. But then another deal was an exhibit of divine design. Can you not look at yourself and see that you're a man? Look at yourself and see that you're a woman. The defendant comes back and says, No. It may be a man's body, but there's a desire to be a woman. And I said, but you can look at it. But the defendant said, but we are a very knowledgeable society. We can change that. We can give them hormones. They can grow breasts. We can even perform transsexual operations, remove the appearance. And we went on through that. So the prosecutor said, well, you're a very intelligent generation. But here's the question. If you're that intelligent, you got that much knowledge, how come you didn't use your scientific, medical, biological knowledge to help the creature adjust its desire to the creator's design? How come you want to only go with the creature, the creature's desire? The creator has designed him that way. You can see it. But the creature says, I don't feel that way. Well, how come you couldn't create some pill or some hormone to help the creature desire go back in harmony? The issue is you rejected the creator for the creature. And that's where your society is right now. And that's a challenge for you. Because everybody wants the adjustment to be made the other way. And then there in Romans 1, you go through that. There was the alternative. Romans 1:20.